At Janus Henderson, we believe you can generate consistent income without unwanted surprises. Our fixed income solutions are designed to navigate uncertainty so you can abandon your doubts, not your financial goals. Please visit janushenderson.com. Investing involves risk, including the possible loss of principal and fluctuation of value.
This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, March 31st. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Apple is set to release a software update for its devices that'll require apps to get opt-in permission from users before collecting their data. When the feature was first announced, there was a lot of pushback from advertisers who use that data to target customers with ads. Now, with the update expected in the coming weeks, some advertisers are developing new strategies to try and adapt. Our reporter Patience Hagen will join me to explain after these headlines. Earlier this year, the UK food delivery startup Deliveroo announced plans to go public, aiming to cash in on increased demand for takeout during the pandemic. Yesterday, the Amazon-backed company priced its shares at the bottom of the expected range, valuing the company at about $10.5 billion. Deliveroo said it had received significant demand for the offering, but that it was taking a more cautious approach given, quote, volatile market conditions for IPOs. The company begins trading today. Like food delivery, live audio apps are also having a moment during the pandemic. And now Spotify is getting in the game. The audio streaming company said it's acquired the sports talk app Locker Room and the company behind it, Betty Labs. Locker Room enables fans to chat in real time about games and sports news, and players and broadcasters have dropped into conversations as well. The acquisition is a significant step for Spotify, which has been working to expand its footprint beyond just music streaming. And it represents a bet that the enthusiasm for live audio will last even after the pandemic is over. The startup behind the Cameo app has tripled its valuation in less than 2 years to more than $1 billion after completing a $100 million funding round. Cameo is the app where celebrities can sell personalized videos and messages to fans. And its most recent fundraise reflects high demand for platforms that help celebrities and other content creators make money from their fan bases. And at Volkswagen, April Fool's Day came a little early. The company published a press release yesterday saying that, to emphasize its commitment to electric vehicles, its U.S. subsidiary was changing its name to Volkswagen. Get it? Volts? Anyway, not long after, officials at Volkswagen's headquarters said the release had been pushed out by accident and that it was supposed to be part of a spoof marketing campaign timed to the holiday. All right, after the break, a coming privacy feature in Apple's operating system is forcing online advertisers to shift their strategies. We'll have more on that next.
At Janus Henderson, we believe you can generate consistent income without unwanted surprises. Our fixed income solutions are designed to navigate uncertainty so you can abandon your doubts, not your financial goals. Please visit janushenderson.com. Investing involves risk, including the possible loss of principal and fluctuation of value.
Last year, Apple said it would be rolling out a new feature that would require apps to ask for users' permission in order to track them. The company said it was all about giving users more control over who has access to their information. At first, a lot of companies, especially ones that depend on that data for advertising purposes, pushed back pretty strongly, saying that the change could have a massive impact on their ability to do business. And now, Apple's feature is expected to be rolled out in the coming weeks, and some companies are coming up with strategies to navigate the new status quo. For more on this, we turn to our reporter, Patience Hagen. She covers digital advertising and privacy for us. Hey, Patience, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
So it seems like some of these companies that depend on digital advertising are kind of realizing that this privacy update is really coming, despite that initial pushback. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Companies are finally starting to resign themselves to it. Actually, Apple initially announced this last summer, and they were planning to unveil it in the second half of last year. But because the kind of the outcry and the reaction from the app and advertising communities was so strong, they decided to delay it until this year. Even with that delay, there's still a lot of confusion, and companies have kind of resigned themselves to it, and now they're taking it seriously and figuring out what they're going to do once it happens.
And what are some of the strategies that these advertisers and others have come up with?
At At Janus Henderson, we believe you can generate consistent income without unwanted surprises. Our fixed income solutions are designed to navigate uncertainty so you can abandon your doubts, not your financial goals. Please visit JanusHenderson.com. Investing involves risk, including the possible loss of principal and fluctuation of value.
This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, March 31st. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Apple is set to release a software update for its devices that'll require apps to get opt-in permission from users before collecting their data. When the feature was first announced, there was a lot of pushback from advertisers who use that data to target customers with ads. Now, with the update expected in the coming weeks, some advertisers are developing new strategies to try and adapt. Our reporter Patience Hagen will join me to explain after these headlines. Earlier this year, the UK food delivery startup Deliveroo announced plans to go public, aiming to cash in on increased demand for takeout during the pandemic. Yesterday, the Amazon-backed company priced its shares at the bottom of the expected range, valuing the company at about $10.5 billion. Deliveroo said it had received significant demand for the offering, but that it was taking a more cautious approach given, quote, volatile market conditions for IPOs. The company begins trading today. Like food delivery, live audio apps are also having a moment during the pandemic. And now Spotify is getting in the game. The audio streaming company said it's acquired the sports talk app Locker Room and the company behind it, Betty Labs. Locker Room enables fans to chat in real time about games and sports news, and players and broadcasters have dropped into conversations as well. The acquisition is a significant step for Spotify, which has been working to expand its footprint beyond just music streaming. And it represents a bet that the enthusiasm for live audio will last even after the pandemic is over. The startup behind the Cameo app has tripled its valuation in less than 2 years to more than $1 billion after completing a $100 million funding round. Cameo is the app where celebrities can sell personalized videos and messages to fans. And its most recent fundraise reflects high demand for platforms that help celebrities and other content creators make money from their fan bases. And at Volkswagen, April Fool's Day came a little early. The company published a press release yesterday saying that, to emphasize its commitment to electric vehicles, its U.S. subsidiary was changing its name to Volkswagen. Get it? Volts? Anyway, not long after, officials at Volkswagen's headquarters said the release had been pushed out by accident and that it was supposed to be part of a spoof marketing campaign timed to the holiday. All right, after the break, a coming privacy feature in Apple's operating system is forcing online advertisers to shift their strategies. We'll have more on that next.
At Janus Henderson, we believe you can generate consistent income without unwanted surprises. Our fixed income solutions are designed to navigate uncertainty so you can abandon your doubts, not your financial goals. Please visit JanusHenderson.com. Investing involves risk, including the possible loss of principal and fluctuation of value.
Last year, Apple said it would be rolling out a new feature that would require apps to ask for users' permission in order to track them. The company said it was all about giving users more control over who has access to their information. At first, a lot of companies, especially ones that depend on that data for advertising purposes, pushed back pretty strongly, saying that the change could have a massive impact on their ability to do business. And now, Apple's feature is expected to be rolled out in the coming weeks, and some companies are coming up with strategies to navigate the new status quo. For more on this, we turn to our reporter Patience Hagen. She covers digital advertising and privacy for us. Hey, Patience, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
So it seems like some of these companies that depend on digital advertising are kind of realizing that this privacy update is really coming, despite that initial pushback. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Companies are finally starting to resign themselves to it. Actually, Apple initially announced this last summer, and they were planning to unveil it in the second half of last year. But because the kind of the outcry and the reaction from the app and advertising communities was so strong, they decided to delay it until this year. Even with that delay, there's still a lot of confusion, and companies have kind of resigned themselves to it, and now they're taking it seriously and figuring out what they're going to do once it happens.
And what are some of the strategies that these advertisers and others have come up with?
It runs the gamut from those that are kind of trying to develop technical workarounds that they hope will work to still be able to track the users, all the way to just kind of changing their ad strategies or maybe even changing their business models. Beginning with technical workarounds, a lot of companies in China are working on this joint plan to kind of keep tracking your device based on the information they can get. They're working on a standard that'll use a technique called device fingerprinting. That's where they, even if they don't have access to the device ID, they take as many of the signals as they can get that your phone is inevitably passing, the IP address, for instance, and they use those signals to figure out that you're the same person when you're in different apps. On the non-technical ways to prepare for this, companies are just kind of coming at it, in some cases from a PR perspective. Look at what Facebook's doing. They've launched their own kind of PR campaign trying to convince people that it's worth it to opt in and it's worth it to let companies track you and send you targeted ads. Meanwhile, Google is working on its own kind of technical tool. They're building a tool to serve the ad community that they say is going to let them figure out whether their ads worked but still respect user privacy. This tool is designed to figure out whether ads work by tracking users in cohorts and only reporting aggregate figures on whether they worked rather than having to identify the individuals. When it comes to like individual apps kind of making their plans for themselves, it's really boiling down to strategic changes. So for instance, like they're looking at how they'll have to change their ad strategy. They'll probably pull back in advertising right away until they figure out what works. And then they might have to just put less emphasis on acquiring new users. And they might have to make, you know, design an ad strategy that's more about keeping the users they have. And then some apps that are free might even have to switch to being paid. That's what, you know, some in the ad industry are saying, like the ad prices are probably going to see a significant drop here. And these free ad supported apps might not be quite as abundant.
And how is Apple responding to those strategies that have been announced?
For strategies that are kind of devising a new technical solution, Apple's held firm on its stance that it won't allow individuals to be tracked. Like, for instance, you know, they're looking at the workaround that those companies in China are planning that's based on device fingerprinting. And they're reiterating, like, their rules that have been around for years, like, hey, we've banned device fingerprinting for years and we're going to continue to reject apps that practice it. When it comes to other workarounds, like, for example, the tool that Google is building, there's no indication that that would be a violation of Apple's rules. You know, there does seem to be tolerance for strategies that, in Apple's view, will respect users' privacy.
Patience, it strikes me that with one privacy update, it sounds like you're saying that Apple could have a massive sort of reorganizing effect on the whole app ecosystem.
Yes, it could. It is hard to predict right now exactly, how drastic it'll be, but it could really shake things up for people who buy ads and for apps that rely on them as a source of revenue. This is especially true for mobile games, for instance. For a lot of those games, they're free to play and the vast majority of users don't spend any money and they make their livelihood off the like 1 or 2% of users that are willing to spend hundreds of dollars a month in their app. They really need to be able to find those people to keep their business going. And given the data sets they currently have available, they're able to target very specifically users who spend hundreds of dollars a month in mobile games. Once these tracking capabilities go away, they won't have access to that data and their advertising is going to be a little bit more blind.
So Apple's update is expected to roll out in the coming weeks, though it's not clear exactly when. And it sounds like there are still a lot of unknowns about the broader impact. You know, you're our advertising and privacy reporter. What are you going to be watching after this feature does roll out?
I'll be watching for how many users choose to take advantage of it. We're expecting really high opt-out rates because from the user's perspective, there's often very little to be gained by letting apps track you. And the next thing would be how much do ad prices actually fall? How great is the pullback in spend there? And that's going to determine how great the impact is on the ad community and the apps that sell ads.
All right. And we'll be following along with your reporting on that. That's the Wall Street Journal's Patience Hagen. Thanks, Patience.
Thanks so much.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.